Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
So, from this day forward, don't make me come hunting you. Do not waste your time anymore in prayer. When it comes to areas of your life that you know that you got to stand on God's Word, find chapter and verse that covers your situation. This is what we've been taught for years. Your pastors teach you for this for years. And I'm just going to tell you again for years that find scriptures that covers your situation. Meditate on them. Live in them. Confess them. Believe them. And I'll guarantee you, you will receive them. So we've got a little while left here. So I wanted to get into another subject. And all this is introduction. Is that all right? Oh, that was just introduction. But I want to get into another subject along this line of where it would be a waste of your time to pray for God to do something about your circumstances. And the area that I want to talk to you about is in the area of prosperity or meeting your financial needs. In fact, I've already discovered through observation that you've got the little mini books up there in the store, How God Taught Me About Prosperity. Again, and this is from Kenneth E. Hagin. So, is anybody here need any money? Oh, okay, thank you. I do. Let me see here. Let me jump them all up at one time. I need money. I need more money. Why? Because there's projects that need to be accomplished, things that need to be taken care of, all these kind of things. Yes, I need money. And the Lord began to teach me about this. Actually, it's not real long ago. But this little booklet, is it the same cover now or not? I think it's a different cover. But anyway, because this is an older one. I come from the old days or older days. How God Taught Me About Prosperity about Kenneth E. Hagin. Again, this is a revelation. Now, Kenneth E. Hagin received revelations and he brought them to the body of Christ from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he had about 26 revelations that came to the church as a result of divine supernatural appearances or experiences with the Lord Jesus Christ that brought us to a level of understanding that the body of Christ had never had before. Now, down through the church age, there had been one here or there that got a hold to certain truths, but it never became just a broad known fact as far as scriptural teaching across the body of Christ until our era and our time. And the reason being, I believe it is because the devil fought it, but also it's because that God wants us to get it, and that's where we're at in this day and hour that we live in. So in this little book, How God Taught Me About Prosperity, this is the book right here that's presently available in the bookstore. If you don't have this book, I encourage you. It's little. Just like the book, How to Write Your Own Ticket with God. But I'll guarantee it is power-packed when it comes to finances. Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, is, as far as I know, and I don't know everybody, I don't know everything, but as far as ministers that I know, he was one of the most balanced teachers in the area of prosperity, and you cannot go wrong listening to him. He'll keep you in balance. Now, I'll tell you something about prosperity. There's a lot of things that need to be said. When you're looking at godly prosperity, so you can prosper in a lot of different ways. I said you can prosper. You can prosper without God. You don't need God in this world to prosper. I said you don't need God in the world to prosper. It's proven by the heathen every day. Just go to Las Vegas. Just go to Oklahoma. We've got about as many casinos as they got, I think, around there, and I'm not belittling nobody. But there are ways to prosper. There are ways to hook and crook. If you know how to work the system, and you can do it legally. You don't have to be just a hook and crook. You can legally make money. But if you're going to get God involved in your prosperity, what I've discovered and what the Lord has shown me, based on His Word, If God's going to be involved in your prosperity, there's something in your life that must be developed. And that is the character of God. If there is no character of God, there will be no prosperity from God. So what the enemy does is he wants our motives to be pure, our attitudes to be right, us to have a giving heart, us to be tithe-giving Christians and saints. Wait a minute. Woo! Let me shout a while. You know, everybody gets quiet. Why? Because the Word, the Bible says so. If you're going to get God involved in your finances to meet your needs, then you have to line up with what the Bible says. Now, there's something called grace, and thank God for the grace of God. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd have been dead years ago. And before you get too excited, you would have too, you know. But there's something called God's grace, that where He blesses us as much as He can, even in our ignorance and disobedience. I believe that. If He didn't, then we would all be in a mess. But if you're going to have God's prosperity, you first must have the character of God. And we could talk a lot about that. But I want to talk to you about prosperity, and God wants you to prosper. But it's unscriptural in the New Testament for you to pray for God to do something about your prosperity or meet your need. The reason being is this. It's because that God has already done everything He's ever going to do about meeting your need. The money that you need is down here on this planet, is here on this earth, and if you're going to prosper, then you need to learn how to tap in to the money that's in this earth. And that's what Jesus tells Kenneth E. Hagin in this little booklet, How God Taught Me About Prosperity. But let me tell you my personal experience, and then we'll get into this little booklet here and tell you what Jesus said. But remember, we're still talking about this, all relating to the original subject matter that we talked about, when it's a waste of your time to pray. I was going through some financial tests and trials. I know probably, you know, nobody else ever has anything like that. But I was going through financial tests and trials, you know, and we was operating on a budget of about $18,000 a month, a little over. Don't pass out. I was actually over that. And reaching out to people and helping people and programs and all that we were operating. And all of a sudden, September the 11th, remember that? Of 2001. 2001, when the trade towers fell, the Pentagon was attacked, the airplane crashes, you know, and things like that, and the people were killed. Horrendous event, terrorist attack. Well, immediately, fear struck this nation because we didn't know, as American people, we'd never had anything in our day happen like that. Nothing, you know, on that level. And we knew that we were under attack. We thought, most people thought, that we were actually going to go to war immediately, and that something horrendous was going to happen. And so people sat on their pocketbooks. A lot of people did. Some loosed them, but most of them sat on them. Hey, if you think the end is coming, give it away. Help the gospel. Amen. Don't sit on it. My God, you want to put up some treasures in heaven. You know, a lot of people hanging on to it in fear, clinging. But anyway, what happened is, as a ministry, in a traveling ministry, we're supported. People send in donations monthly and things like that, and that helps us in our outreaches and things like that. But what happened to us is, all of a sudden, that was in September, and October, we lost 60% of our income in 1 month. Has anybody ever lost 60%? What if you got 60% less this paycheck than you got last one? And then that continued to the next week, and the next week, and the next week, and the next week. Well, if you're operating on this level, and of course we wouldn't spend every dime that come in. We had a little bit, but not that much, you know. But we lost 60% of our income in 1 month. Well, we'd had, you know, attacks before, and we'd had problems before. We always bounce back. We always come back, and I'd just, you know, ride through the storm, and everything would be all right. But in this situation, in October of 2001, by the end of that month, we'd lost 60% of the income that we normally receive did not come in. And then not only did that happen in October, then meetings were canceled. I had people call and cancel meetings because of the fear that was on the nation and everything that was going on. And of course, you know, we just gracefully said, yes, whatever, you know. And anyway, it got into November the same way, December the same way. Well, by December, I mean, I'm praying, you know, I'm confessing, I'm claiming, but by December, I get serious. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure enough, when the chicken legs get short and the biscuits get low, them Georgia boys get to praying, I'll guarantee you right now. And brother, things were getting short. I mean things. Can I just flat tell you the truth? I had to use a credit card to pay bills. And I'd never done that. I didn't believe in that. I didn't know God didn't want me to do that. But there was nothing else I could do. Man, if you got a budget $18,000 a month, and actually it was $22,000 a month, and you lost 60% of that, then something's got to happen. I had excellent credit. I got money. In fact, I went eventually and borrowed money against my house. I said, Brother Randy, what in the world are you doing? The same thing you're doing. I'm clawing and scratching, trying to stay alive, to keep the ministry going. I'm doing everything I can to help people. And of course, I got these programs going, got all this stuff happening. What in the world am I going to do? Well, anyway, it got over in December. I just started to have a lock-in with God. So I went down to the office and locked myself in. You know, we had an auditorium in our office there. And I just started walking around and around. I'd lock myself in. I guess I locked myself in, number one, to keep the devil out, number two, to keep me in. I knew I wanted to go out and do something. I wanted to go get this, do that, you know. But if I went and got a job, it would not take care of what my need is. I mean, I'm good, but I ain't that good. You know what I mean? I know I'm not that good. I couldn't make that much money, you know, to come in that soon. You know, there's no way, even no matter what I could do, I couldn't drum it up quick enough. So it was either God's going to help me or either I'm in a mess. So I prayed. I fasted and I prayed and I fasted. I mean, I sought God. I walked around and around and around and around and around. I mean, and I'll tell you the truth about it, I couldn't hear enough. I was so cluttered with the weight of this. You know, the financial pressure, I guess, is probably just as bad or almost as bad as somebody with a terminal disease. I'm telling you, it's just bad. When you, especially you're a man of your word, you know, at Rhema, they taught you if you bounce a check, they throw you out of school.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.